Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? 2020 soon going to be gone.
Yeah, and good riddance. Let's hope that next year brings us a much better year all the way around. Be sure that you continue to listen to the podcast because we're going to be bringing you truth just below the surface as we have all of this year, telling you things that you either won't hear or will be delayed in your hearing. Hear it first on this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the World Health Organization chief scientist warns no evidence COVID vaccine prevents viral transmission. And so getting into the program, once again, the WHO has stepped in to offer some confusing comments about the coronavirus vaccine, warning that there is no evidence to be confident shots prevent transmission, and that people who receive the vaccine should continue to wear masks and follow all social distancing and travel guidelines. The comments were made by the chief scientist, Suma Swaminathan, during what appears to be a virtual press conference held last Monday. At the moment, she says, I don't believe we have any evidence on any of the vaccines to be confident that it's going to prevent people from getting the infection and passing it on. Of course, a close look at the research released by Pfizer and Moderna shows the studies haven't actually tested whether the vaccines prevent transmission of the virus. The goal of the trials was to see whether vaccinated patients presented with COVID symptoms at a rate that was substantially less frequent than individuals who hadn't been vaccinated. And pretty much that was it. Though the data may hint at lowering transmission rates, that's still to be determined, apparently. The doctor went on to explain that there's no evidence to suggest that those who have been vaccinated wouldn't be a risk if they traveled to foreign countries, say Australia, where low COVID rates are in effect. So at this point, it might be helpful for WHO to produce some kind of clarification that either offers substantially more content to explain her remarks, but I suppose they won't. And why? Well, perhaps because that context may undermine certain government officials' insistence that there's absolutely no reason to question the efficacy, effectiveness, and potential side effects, both long-term and short-term, tied to the new vaccines. And that's our program for today.
Wow. I mean, when you think about those things, that concerns the heck out of me. Because if the vaccine really isn't going to help us, what's the purpose of making everyone get it?
Well, Big Pharma, the companies that produce these vaccines, they think, what's the bottom line? How many millions of doses at a certain price can we get out there and that will impact our bottom line on our company? So you have to take that into consideration, that their goal may not be the same as your goal. They want to make money.
Well, we're going to have to figure this out for sure. And that's why we have this program, to give you the information before it comes out everywhere else, which will be a month from now or wherever, or they're going to hide it. But a great job of uncovering this information when and sharing it with my listeners and your listeners.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, guys, that was Truth Just Below the Surface and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.